It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
So they opened up pedestrian traffic over here on 3rd Avenue. They just opened it up. The barricades are taken down. Folks are able to walk around again. Maybe they'll open up Bernie's parking garage, too. We'll see. But Biden drove by literally minutes ago, and we saw the beast, that big Biden. Of course, they have five or six cars, but we saw his right behind the big police motorcade. So kind of cool, I guess. I don't know. So he's going to speak at the UN in a couple of minutes, and he's a bumbling fool. It's going to be great. Here is who's playing today, Johnny. Oh, my God, Bonita Springs, Florida. That's Jim's in Corvoia's favorite place. Johnny, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you, Sydney?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Informant for painting homes. What does that mean exactly?
I'm a foreman for painting homes.
Oh, geez,
I run a paint crew for my
home. I was going to say, what the hell is an informant? Foreman for painting homes makes more sense. Okay, and I need a vacation, Mike. Oh, my God.
As do I.
Yeah, yeah. You got guys named Sal. I'm calling him Tony. What's that?
I said, God love him. That's all I got to say.
Gotcha. All right, well, you ready to play today's game, Big John?
I sure am, Sid. I hope I can win.
All right. I hope you can win, too. How's the weather down there today?
Absolutely beautiful. Another day in paradise.
Yeah, I know. That's, I should say that, too, and then I got the hell out of there. Here's number one. That's boring as hell. Oh, God. If you don't play golf and eat dinner at 4:30, there's nothing to do. Take tennis lessons. Number one, Teddy Roosevelt was the first United States president to travel outside the country. While in office, when he traveled to what Central American country in 1906?
Was it Panama?
Yes! The Panama Canal. Or canal, I don't know. Any word that I've handled, I think is fine. Number two, what does the S&P stand for in the S&P 500?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I can hear my economics teacher yelling at me, right?
Scaramucci is yelling.
I've got no clue.
All right.
Wrong, you two-legged back of
Anthony. The answer is Standard and Poor. Number three, when David Paterson took over as governor of New York in 2008, it was the first time in U.S. history that two black governors served concurrently. The other at the time was the governor of Massachusetts. He actually ran for president last time. Who was he?
Devil Patrick.
Yes. Devil. Him is Deval, but Devil's fine.
I'm originally from Massachusetts, so I can say that.
Oh, okay, that's funny. Well, are you from Boston?
Yes, just outside of Boston, actually, originally.
Framingham, what part? Give me the city.
A little town called Fitchburg, Massachusetts, in central Mass.
Oh, my God, there are no Jews there. None, right? None.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Really?
I got a bunch of Jewish friends that I grew up with.
Oh, how about that? All right, there you go. Who knew? Who knew? That's where they're hiding out. GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, was replaced by what international group in 1995?
The FCC?
It's not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. World Trade Organization is the right answer, though. And finally, in your attempt to go 3 out of 5 here, Johnny, coming from the Greek meaning three towns, Katsimatidis knows this, what is the capital of the country of Libya? Remember, three. What is the prefix for three? Come on, you know this. Come on.
I can't even think.
Listen.
Wrong, you're two-legged back of anthrax, should be Jesus.
You talk about the tri-state area. Tripoli. Tripoli is the answer we're looking for. 2 out of 5 is right. Johnny. That's all right, buddy. You did well, and you're a fun guy and a smart guy. Put Johnny on hold and see if Bernie can get at least 3 right today and win the game. Got to wait for Bernie to do this lame Instagram thing that people seem to enjoy. I don't know. I watched it yesterday. I wanted to punch him in the face. You know that? I love you more than a brother loves a brother, even more. But I was curious, because I have to wait for you to come in every time, because you do this walk down the hall on the Instagram.
That's not why you have to wait. I'm in a secluded room.
I understand that.
It takes no time for him to videotape.
Okay, but I did watch the tape yesterday.
Yeah.
And I, again, this is like the fourth time I've said this today, my first inclination was, I want to punch Bernie across the face.
Well, try it, pal.
I already did.
Tough guy.
I already did. How'd that go?
Yeah.
Didn't go so well, did
Fear
it?
Fear at the Pier, YouTube. Check it out.
Shut up. That was 18 years ago. I'm not doing it again, though. Would you do it again? We'd have to get paid. You know, when we fought that fight, us two idiots, FAN said you can't make any money. Like, Bob Gelb had a deal for us to make $100,000. When Stuttering John fought Cabby on the Howard Stern Show, they pocketed $200,000 apiece.
Listen,
Turnoff screwed us.
I mischarged $500 a ticket.
I know, we got a quarter of $1 million.
$500 a ticket.
And he sold out the place.
What's the story about the headgear? Why'd they make you do that?
Because we were a New York State licensed match.
It was an actual sanctioned amateur bout. They made us put on the stupid headgear.
But Imus got $2.5 million. We got nothing.
We got nothing. Squat. And we were on TV.
You got a bloody nose. That's what you got.
And a concussion.
No, I'm sorry. It broke my nose.
Yeah. I didn't break it, but I had a concussion. I can tell you that. Teddy Roosevelt was the first United States president to travel outside the country while in office. When he traveled to what Central American country in 1906?
I would guess that would be Panama.
Very good.
Check the canal out.
Very good. Bernie, number two, what does the S&P stand for in the S&P 500?
That would be shut up and pay. No, standard and poor.
I like yours better, actually. When David, if you get one of the next three right, you win the game. My prediction is you can get all five correct. When David Paterson took over as governor of New York in 2008, it was the first time in U.S. history that two black governors served concurrently. The other at the time was the governor of Massachusetts. Who was he? He ran for president.
It was not Barack Obama.
No.
Patrick Duval.
No. That's incorrect.
Wrong, you two-legged back of Antioch.
Governor of Massachusetts?
Yeah. You must have, what's up when you do things backwards? What do you call that? What do you call
Duval
that?
Duval Patrick.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
What am I, am I a thesaurus?
No, but you know.
I don't get any, I don't get cut slack for that. Duval Patrick, Patrick Duval.
Dyslexia. No, you don't get, no, you had the name wrong. It's a wrong name.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But you had the two names right.
I was close.
I thought you were like, it's not Dan Patrick, not even the same color. GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, was replaced by what international group in 1995?
That was what the hell do you call it? We just eliminated it. It was NAFTA.
Wow.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax.
You know, Bernie may not win. It's the World Trade Organization. So now you got to get this one to win or you end up in a 2-2 tie. You nervous?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
You should be.
I'm more nervous about getting my car out of the parking lot.
What does it look like right now? Give us an update.
Mike.
Is the gate still there in front of the gate?
I just saw a car pull in.
There you go. You're out of here.
Good
looking.
Good.
You're out of here. Coming from the Greek meaning three towns, what is the capital? Excuse me. Yes. What is the capital of the country of Libya? Three towns.
Libya?
Yes.
That would be Tripoli.
And just like that, Bernard McGurk gets to win 3-2 your final score. Bernie, say hello to our contestant today, Johnny out of Burundi Springs, Florida.
What is up, Johnny?
Not much. It's just an honor to go up against you, buddy.
It's a pleasure, Johnny. Bonita Springs, West Coast, East Coast, South, North, where in Florida?
West Coast, just north of Naples, maybe about 20 miles or so from Fort Myers.
Man, beautiful. Man, you hit the jackpot. How long you been down there?
Just shy of 3 years. I decided to get sober from drinking, and I was like, hey, let's just go to Florida.
You know, went there to get engaged?
Wow.
James Incarvea and Mia Raftery.
They just got engaged?
No, they went there 2 years. And now they go back there like every year. They love that. Bonita Springs. That's their favorite place.
It sounds great. And anything just north of Naples. And this guy went down there fortuitously
it was hammered.
Just before the pandemic. I mean, just before prices skyrocketed. You hit the lottery, Johnny.
Well, I can only agree. It's seriously heaven on earth. It really is paradise. And I get to do it every day. I love what I do.
Now, what do you listen to us on the ABC app?
It's one of the three ABC apps I found. There's three of them out there in the App Store, and this is the one that works the best.
Okay, cool. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for listening every day and calling in. Enjoy the beauty of Bonita Springs, Florida, and thank you for your continued loyalty and support. Thank you, pal.
DeSantis 2028.
Thank you, guys.
All right. 1-800-848-WABC. As always, that's the number, 1-800-848-9222. We'll close out today's show the way we always do it. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.